So before he preached, healed, or called the disciples, Jesus had to grow up. And that didn't happen overnight. Tonight we hear the only story in the Bible about Jesus at 12 years old. Let's head to Luke chapter 2 and learn about patience as we continue to learn. So let's be honest, being 12 years old or 13 years old or even 15 years old can be a little weird. You're not a little kid anymore, but you're not fully an adult yet either. You want more freedom to be taken seriously, yet right now, you're still young enough to get lost on a trip. And so have you ever gone on a family vacation? Everybody piles into the car, drives a long time, stays at somebody's house for a few days. And this is exactly where we meet Jesus in Luke chapter 2. So every year, Mary and Joseph pack up and they travel the 80 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. This is a huge event, crowded streets, food, people everywhere. And when it's time to head home, Mary and Joseph assume Jesus is with the large group and they start the walk back. The Bible says they traveled for a day, then it hits them. Where's Jesus? Was he with you? No, he's gone. Imagine the panic. So Mary and Joseph turn around. They head the whole day back to Jerusalem. They take another full day searching for Jesus and finally find him in the temple. The Bible says that Jesus was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. At 12 years old, Jesus chose to learn and grow in this moment. Verse 48, we can hear Mary's frustration. "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And Jesus says, "Well, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" This part of the story ends with a beautiful verse. "Then Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." Think about that. Jesus, fully God and fully human, even at 12 years old, still obeyed and went home with his parents. Jesus didn't skip the slow and steady path of growing up. So here's the good news. Jesus understands what it's like to grow up because at one time, he was 12 years old. He knows what it's like to wait, to learn step by step by step. So you may be around this age right now. You might be thinking, "I just wish I was older. More freedom and doing what I want to do." Let me encourage you to slow down and not rush God's plan. Choose to grow in understanding when you would rather argue with your parents. Slow down when learning and it's tempting to skip through the homework. And let's be honest, if you're older, there's a lesson for us too. Are we so busy scrolling on socials that we miss the voice of the Holy Spirit helping us to grow? We can be still and know that God is God and there is a plan for everyone. So remember to be patient and continue to learn as you grow. Jesus is right there beside you as you live each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.